Tired of your sound taking up too much space in your house? Well, Soundbite, SOUNDBYTE, has a solution for you. Are you constantly trying to find more storage space for your clothing, Tupperware, and sound? At Soundbite, you can hear lots of little audio clips, instead of having big, large ones that require vacuum sealing or even buying a storage space. Save space this holiday season and go to Soundbite, the app. SOUNDBYTE.
We have taken on some of the world's toughest hack thoughts. Thoughts you don't think to think about. Hacky thoughts. Stupid thoughts. Quick, rapid-fire topics.
Okay. Space travel. Space exploration. That's what I want to talk
what
about.
What is that? What would be that? I mean, I know the hack thought that I had to correct someone on once was I was watching a movie that involved Spider-Man. And there's an astronaut. Mary Jane, Spider-Man 2, she's going out with an astronaut. And I said, oh, it's so funny. This is such a great plot because he's a real hero and Spider-Man is like a fictional one. And the person was like, what do you mean Spider-Man's not a real hero? And I was like, well, if Spider-Man were real, he, yes, would be a hero. But there is no Spider-Man. Mm. Not even one. Mm. So as he's not real, like an astronaut is like a real hero.
Hero?
Do you not think that they're heroes?
See, okay, I guess that can be the argument today. No, they are selfish in so many ways. Selfish.
All right. Okay, this is one of those instances of Batard. Here's the hoisting instructions. Go ahead.
Ooh, look at me. Their whole life, I want to go into space.
That's a Buzz Aldrin quote. Ooh, look at me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not even going to quote movies. But yeah, I mean, everyone.
Well, you're allowed to quote movies as I talked about a plot of a movie that I talked about a real life situation.
No, but you know how to explain things.
You're aware that movies are fictional.
I am aware. I am aware. But I was about to treat it like it's not. So I'm going to just not even use an example. I'm not ready to use movies.
He did get confused.
Yeah, you mentioned a movie. I got to mention
it. He did get confused. He's like, oh, movies are real. Remember this one time that James Bond was an astronaut?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't know that movie. It's okay. why are they not heroes?
Because, okay, it's all about them. I want to be the first guy on the moon.
No.
It's all about who's the first guy here. Who's the first guy here? It should be no names.
Not about that.
It should be Rory Gagarin should have his name ripped from history. It should be guy number three.
Did you say Rory? Yuri. Rory. Hi, me, Rory. Russian astronaut. We call it a different crazy Russian thing. Gonna go up there. Pretty excited. Packed a sandwich. What are you talking about?
We killed dogs just to see if we should go up there.
So wait, should all – this is more about anonymity, which I guess is an interesting hack thought. Why shouldn't they get credit for doing something brave?
No, but it's – okay, it is – they do get credit, and it's personal glory. It's all about personal glory.
Yeah, that's okay when you're a hero.
You know what a hero is? You know what a hero is? A hero's a guy.
Comes with white sauce or red sauce.
Damn it. You came up with a better joke.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Damn it.
Swing and a miss. Bob Hope.
You know what a hero is?
A hero?
A hero is a firefighter who sacrifices his life to save other lives.
Do cell phones? I don't. Why do I sometimes? It's like civics with a monkey from another planet. Look, Burger Boy. You like calling 911?
Love it. When I need
to. Go look up how cell phones work. You need a quick minute to Google how that works?
No. The pioneering efforts of scientists are to be respected.
Hold on. Do you think this is like a cartoon? And that just what it is that the only people that go up into space are people that, like, they don't just send you up there. You got to know what you're doing. I would say, in flying in the face of the expression, it is rocket science.
Whoa.
Every time they go up.
Nice.
I'd say anyone who flies a space anything is a rocket scientist.
They've been bringing people up.
Did you not get this? Do you not get this? Is this like a real thing that you didn't get?
No, I mean, I get that they know a lot and like they have
but
their
I think
fields.
That people, I think people genuinely, when I say they're heroes, I think that people react the way you're saying. They're heroes. They're obviously heroes. Any astronaut or cosmonaut or any, not Argonaut, but anyone who goes into space, well, I don't know the Argonauts to some people, but they didn't go into space. If you go into space, I'd say you're a hero. I'm not doing it. I don't want to. I'm not going to. Would you like to know why?
No, because it's going to solidify your argument. It's going to solidify.
I'm scared. Yeah. I'm scared of doing it. I don't want to go. People are like, would you live on Mars, Deepu?
Yes, I would.
I would not, because I am scared of going into space.
Well, you're just scared. And we shouldn't glorify people who are just not scared.
Go become an astronaut. Go become an astronaut.
All right.
Then go into space. Build a rocket.
All right. Yeah, no problem. I just don't like...
Do you think it's that easy?
Ugh, yeah. Yeah, you just like blast people up. You just fucking hang on. Yeah. You go to the moon, you fucking touch down, you fucking play some golf, you come back. You're done. Ooh, look at me. I'm in every fucking textbook ever now. Go fuck yourself, Buzz. Go fuck yourself.
That was just a bunch of facts, and then you said go fuck yourself. A bunch of very heroic facts. In which you ended with "go fuck yourself." I respect you trying my style, but it didn't work because all you did was like you were like ugh, and then they were injecting people with this vaccine and like ugh, go fuck yourself. Oh, and they went to this third world country, oh, developing nations, and they're like, oh, they gave them food and water. Fuck you.
All right. Space travel is first of all, it's a hoax. It never actually happened. All
right, you got more? Come on, give me another one. It's not a hoax. Give me another one.
Another topic or another
you
reason?
You use a cell phone, Deepu. Mm. It's not a hoax.
They would have found another way to get cell phones to work without space.
Deepu?
Yeah.
Deepu?
Yeah.
They don't. So, next. Next hack thought. Quick rapid fire hack thoughts.
Oh, let's do a thing where this thing's called Frankenstein's Roommate. Okay, you're going to be Frankenstein. You're my roommate. I'm going to be asking questions. You kind of just mumble.
Love it.
Okay. Hey, Frankie. I noticed there's ketchup on the table. Did you knowingly spill it on the table and just leave it there? Or are you just eating so ravenously that you're just spilling everywhere? Did you just use the shower? Yeah, well, I just noticed that I found hair... And it looks like... Oh, okay, okay. All right, well, from now on, just don't use my loofah, okay? Just...
No, my hair, your loofah.
Okay, you look great today. You look great today, by the way. Okay, cool. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
My hair, your loofah. Good. Give you...
No.
You old Frankenstein.
No.
Yes.
No.
You pay me for loofah hair. You have no hair in loofah. Frankenstein, look!
Okay, you know what? You can keep the loofah. I'll get a new one.
No!
No? Oh, you want
to pay me for hair! Gift!
Oh, you want me to...
Favor! Give hair! Favor!
All right, fine. I'll keep your hair on my loofah.
$29.99!
I'm going to pay you for that.
Plus tax!
Whoa,
get exact change!
This is an official government transaction, huh?
Yeah!
Wow. Well, I mean...
Frankenstein, 5013Z! Plates.
I like where you're going with this.
You don't know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Go ahead.
I bet you hate plates.
Hate them.
I bet you're like, oh my God, why can't I just eat?
What food works better on a plate?
What food, as opposed to a bowl?
Bowl. What food works better?
Pancakes.
No way.
Yes.
No
way.
Way.
Yes, way.
No way. Why? Why?
Because, well, to stack them up properly, you don't want them bending.
Excuse
like
me?
Fucking crazy.
So what? So you can take photographs? Are you shooting a pancake commercial? Or are you eating pancakes?
Well, no. You want to have a nice big cut, a nice big slice of like 5 pancakes. You can't.
Why? Excuse me. Why?
To get that classic pancake bite.
Okay. You can get the same amount of pancake in the bowl.
Yeah, if you fucking smush it in like a lunatic. Ooh, look at me. I got bendy pancakes. Get the fuck out of here.
Again, that's not a method to creating an argument. I know you've heard me do it, but I set up an argument, and then
I'm working
you can still cut it. The bendiness of it is not – that's certainly not going to ruin anything.
Okay, well, let's think of a thing that bendiness ruins.
I'll tell you, the only food that I, in my opinion, you need
something crunchy.
A plate for.
Something crunchy.
No, I would say the only thing you need a plate for is steak. Any sort of flat meat thing. Mm. But even that, I would say a cutting board with, like, a drainage ditch around it, whatever you call that bloodletting circle they put on some cutting boards, that's better. Plate is still not ideal for eating, like, a flat piece of meat. You know, a piece of meat you really need to cut to get into.
All right. Well, I...
That plate where it's kind of flat with the curve at the end is bullshit. All
right. Well, I mean, what if you want to have, like, a lot of different things on your plate at the same time? You're going to have lots of bowls for all your different little things? Well, what are we, in Korea?
So, wait, what are you eating that can't touch?
Thanksgiving different...
Are you eating, like... I don't even know. So you want a even a plate isn't good. You want like a cafeteria tray.
Oh, I mean, I love those.
Yeah.
So I'm
willing
to
say that you might have things on your plate that you don't want to touch.
No,
I'm fine. You're eating.
You misheard me. I don't mind my food touching.
What's the problem with the bowl?
You don't have a lot of room in a bowl to have all the different foods.
Okay. I'm not saying that bowls are the only answer, although that is how I live my life. What I'm saying is that the plate is definitely the most inferior and unnecessary kitchen device.
Okay.
If you want the thing where you want lots of different stuff, surely investing in like a more elaborate divided cafeteria tray things is what you want.
Well, that's a real hack thought right there. Get that thing. I hear you,
buddy. We're wasting all of our materials on plates.
Well, plates
We could have those.
Okay, yeah. Okay, maybe we can't find a purpose for our plates in the true logical form, but they have a place in our history. They have a plate in our history, one could say.
You happy with that joke?
No. Cut it right out. Take it out. Exercise it.
I think you think, like blinds, like you've said in the past, I think you think if you don't have plates at your house, people will think you're weird. I think that's why you wouldn't do it.
I haven't tried life without plates. I haven't tried introducing myself as a person who doesn't have plates.
So let's recognize that. It is a hack thought right there. That you don't really, because I don't have plates, really. So
wow.
That is a hack thought right there that you need the plate. Like, and to not try a life without plates.
Yes, that is a hack thought.
That's a hack though, that people haven't even imagined that they might not need plates. And Americans are known to do that. We were sort of vocally against the chopstick for a while.
Very. Yes.
Yeah. Even though that is a viable way to pretty much eat almost anything.
Personal cutting boards at the table.
You have a personal plate at the table. Why? That's not something that exists in every culture.
That's your real estate.
That's not something that exists everywhere.
You take the food from the center and you put it on your region in front of you. And your region is defined by your plate.
But why a plate?
Why anything?
Why not a better thing?
Why not
a bowl?
Why not a banana leaf? I know.
Why not a banana leaf?
Some people do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why not?
Anything. Well, this is why plates haven't caught on around the world, I guess.
Why isn't the table, if you're ideal, you know, have the table, just eat off the table. Do it like a whatchamacallit?
Military style.
No, they don't eat it out of troughs in the military, but I am saying troughs. I'm saying like pretty much have the whole table be an eatable surface, you know?
Is a plate not a bowl, but just a little flatter?
It's just a shitty bowl.
It's a shitty bowl.
It's not big enough to be a bowl. It doesn't have enough sides to do a bowl. So what benefits from it having a slight curve? That's the question.
The slight curve prevents, much like the world being round.
The bloodletting rivulet doesn't solve, Deepu.
It prevents rats. I remember thinking once, like, oh, thank God this lip is here. It's preventing mice, perhaps? From jumping into... Oh, no, ants! Oh, that's what it is! Ants can't climb upwards at that sharp angle, up the lip of a plate. That's why they're shaped like that. Maybe. But bowls are also equally protective. I get that, too. I get that, too. But yes,
what do I say here?
Yeah.
What is... No, this is a soliloquy. What is his conception of ants? What is... Do I... If I make fun of him, then I feel like, did he grow up in some horrible situation where his family was, like, fighting off ants at all times? Like, there's a chance that that's true, and that's why someone forms an opinion, like, thank God, by the way, was his words, thank God this lip is here, because the ants cannot navigate it until they figure out ceiling descents. Like, there's a chance that he's made, that this experience is him, like, as a child, like, living in essentially, like, possibly amongst ants underground, and that, like, he had to live with ants, and they would eat everything. So do I ask him how often he's had, is he going to talk about a traumatic experience with ants?
This is not childhood. I'll tell you that right now.
What do I even, oh, it's even worse. I have no idea what to say to him in these scenarios. And I know a lot of times people go, oh, Mike's eloquent. No, I'm not. What do I say to somebody if I didn't have you audience to do this soliloquy to? Who would I explain? Thank God the lip of this plate is here, because ants can't navigate it. So the scenario is at minimum that one ant was doing it. And that, what was in the plate? That he was like, thank God plates are designed this way. God. You guys know who God is, right? God. Thank God this one ant couldn't get in. What was on the plate is the first question. And then the other, if it's a lot of ants, what was still on the plate, thank God? What was on the plate? So he's either was starving, living amongst ants, or like insane. And he thought that the thing on the plate, either insane or insanely pressured, that the thing on the plate was so important that even if it was food, like one ant touches it, I would never, you can eat ants.
Is that my cue?
No, I don't know what your cue. Are you still here? I don't need you. I'm so confused. I have no idea what to think at this point.
Well, it's a valid argument. I think that's why they design plates that way. Neatness.
Neatness.
Organization. Okay. Organization. Neatness.
So, let's just add any other thoughts we have about organization right now.
I think people take it too far. People are like, oh, everything has to be in a little corner. Everything has to be in an organized little spot. Why can't we just shove shit into areas and know and remember where it was?
You know why we can't do that.
I don't know. I keep my toothbrush in my fridge. Why can't I?
Well, of course, that was my idea. You need to be able to find shit, Deepu.
Yeah, but it's also good to like test your memory and be like, oh, I remember. Or it's also good for robbers, prevents robberies. Because if they look for their TV and they're like, where the fuck is it? And it's like under the dining table, they may never find it and you get to keep your shit.
So then what is your life? Just picking things up and hiding them and like dragging them around and constantly looking for things?
I'm eating in the bathroom.
You know what you should
I'm
do
sleeping
next
in
time?
The, yep, yep.
Next time you lose your keys, start a timer. You will see how quickly you get angry. Like, you want to think the time you spend looking for your keys is like, well, surely I've been looking for them for 3 days. And it's like 22 seconds. Like, the time that it takes for me to want to kill every person on planet Earth when I can't find my keys is so short.
I was there a week ago, and I totally get it. But, you know, you should also just have a perfect memory. You should just have a photographic memory of where everything was. That's what I believe. And I also keep my dishes in the bedroom.
So your issue is again, this is not answering the question in typical Deepu fashion. Is what? What's the problem with I keep my clothing in a drawer?
Well, okay. Here's my beef. Okay. The organization business is a $80 trillion industry.
This is about big
shelf. Big shelf.
Big shelf.
Yeah. I'm sick of them getting all the shelf money, all the organization dollar, when you could just have everything on the floor in different spots and just make your own shelves. Crude ones.
I mean, I'm not against it, to be honest. Like, like burlap sacks would be a fun way to keep stuff.
Love a sack.
Sort of in a very eerie, almost like slaughterhouse way, having like sacks of potato bags just suspended from your ceilings. There is something appealing to me about that. There is something appealing to me, I'll say this, about uniformity in keeping stuff. Like, yep. I do like the idea of what you're saying is, like, if we just started using potato sacks, I am kind of in favor of that, I think a little.
Totally. And
do you get annoyed? Is that as well as you get annoyed if, like, you have to buy a bookshelf or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would never buy a bookshelf. I would never buy a shelf designed for a certain
books, first of all. Yeah. I should have given a better example. But, like... I don't know. What are people keeping? I just moved all my fucking books here. It's too many books.
Ooh, look at me. I have books. Much.
No, it was traumatizing. Oh. What are people keeping? Like, what do people have? Towels? Like, clothing. Okay. Mm-hmm. How much clothing do people own?
I mean, I feel like it's people's most heavy
possession.
Honestly,
I think the hack thought I'm walking away from this with is not necessarily that there's a problem with organization, but do people own enough stuff that organizing is like a thing in their life?
I think people have...
That's my genuine question.
I think people have more compartments than they need. Way more compartments. I know I do. I got empty drawers. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this yet. I got to invent more hobbies just to fill this fucking drawer.
Well, that's what I think in the reverse is, like, you have a hobby, like if you collect video games. Like, yeah, you need a place to keep your video games.
Sure.
You collect books. You need a place to... You don't read, so you're not understanding that whole thing. But a lot of people have Kindles and e-books and audiobooks available on your phone. And audibletrial.com/go to hell. But, like, what hobby... Like, tools, if you have tools, if that's your hobby, or if you fix your house
yourself.
Them
in the corner. Just put everything in the corner.
Under the kitchen sink is an organizational place that, I'll be honest, I got really... I started yelling at my TV today.
Why is that?
Why is that where we put the pipes? You look at, like, they have, there's this image of plumbers bending over or laying under sinks. Why? Because you need to put stuff right near a potentially leaky pipe? Is that really, like, what the thing is here? Is that it has to be... Why these poor plumbers have to lean on their backs and bend over? It's like... It's ridiculous.
Yeah, everything.
You think
just,
at least one plumber would be in there, like I can't do anything without somebody trying to pitch me on an upgrade. You think at least one plumber would be like, look, just put the pipes above, because like this is terrible to go under here.
Well, I mean that would also involve like inventing a new pipe system, but I like that idea. Just having pipes at a waist height, just going around. Kind of bump into them. You could feel how cold your water is that day.
See, but you're the reason. See, you're the problem in the world. You're the problem in the world. You want to get rid of too much organization, but you're not willing to sacrifice under the sink. Get rid of the space under the sink. Look at you hanging on to the vestiges of organization.
No, I'm fine with ditching the under the sink area. I'm fine with that.
Well, then it doesn't have to be ridiculous. You don't have to make fun of it.
Oh.
It's there.
I have a weird way of expressing myself. I have a weird way of expressing.
Get rid of it.
Einstein, I'm quoting Einstein here, a direct quote from Einstein.
Oh, God damn it. You know this isn't going to be a real quote.
Oh, this is totally a quote.
I really can't do this on the show. I really can't be at the point where I'm checking these corrections. Could you please not incorrectly quote Einstein? Seriously.
Do I have to do an exact quote? I can't like do a paraphrase?
Why don't you just say how you feel?
Okay.
And not definitely misquote Einstein. Because a lot of people quote Einstein, and a lot of what he said was mostly about math. And so a lot of people get these quotes, and it's never like, well, if you add 642,000 to the speed of one molecule, it's never that. So I always have I'm always really suspicious of Einstein quotes.
Well,
it's never like, integers should be included on calculators. It's never like that. It's always like, the sandwiches of the world will make us into one crazy party. Like, it's always fake.
Okay, well, theologians...
And everyone forgets to do the German accent. Crazy German.
Theologians through time have said that a messy
desk... You don't
desk,
think Einstein... Do you think Einstein is a theologian? Do you think Einstein... Because this show shuts down right now. Oh, that's so concerning, your silence.
Hey, Google, what's a theologian?
You are a moron. Stop.
It sounds like a smart guy.
I'm done. You don't get to say anything else.
AudibleTrial.com/gotohell. Are you a little bit stupid and don't really want to read? Or maybe you're a little bit stupid and want to tell people that you're smart and also don't want to read. Maybe you're driving, or you're a little bit driving. Well, go to audibletrial.com/gotohell and get a free sample of audible.com with lots of audiobooks to make yourself sound smarter. You're stupid. audibletrial.com/gotohell.